From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A defiant Muammar Gaddafi delivers fighting words in Tripoli's central square today, where Libyans gather to show their support for the embattled leader in the wake of an uprising.
Be prepared to defend Libya, to defend the great river, to defend the oil, your dignity, independence, glory, and pride.
Gaddafi's address to the people is heard through an interpreter broadcast by Al Jazeera English. Tripoli is under the tight control of militiamen who are accused of killing several anti-government demonstrators during a major protest in the capital today. Human rights groups report hundreds of deaths since Egyptian-inspired revolts spread in North Africa and the Middle East. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro takes us to eastern Libya, where she says anti-Gaddafi protesters have turned out in large numbers to send a clear message to the Libyan leader.
There are thousands of people that have converged in front of the courthouse, which has become basically the focal point of the protests here in Benghazi. And of course, Benghazi is in the hand of the protesters completely. But this is a symbol of defiance, the people here say. They know that Muammar Gaddafi is still clinging on to power. He has Tripoli, the capital, under his control. And this is a message, they say, to him and to the people of Tripoli, that there will be freedom in this country, the whole of the country, not just the East.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting. American CIA contractor Raymond Davis is still behind bars in Pakistan after failing to convince a judge that he should be released because he has diplomatic immunity. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports Davis's hearing today took place under heavy security inside the jail where the Americans being held for the deadly shootings of two Pakistanis last month.
As prosecutors frame a murder case, the court presented Davis a summary of the charges against him. According to legal counsel for the families of the deceased, Davis declined to sign the 100-page summary and asserted his right to immunity. The court adjourned until March 3rd. The United States says as an employee of the U.S. Embassy, Davis is a diplomat and cannot be prosecuted. But revelations that Davis is also a security contractor for the CIA have deepened suspicions about U.S. representations. The Pakistani media have seized on initial statements by the U.S. that first said Davis worked for the Lahore consulate, then amended that to say he worked for the U.S. embassy, a status that would give him greater immunity. As the Davis case grows more complex, the anti-American atmosphere in Pakistan also grows. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 66 points or more than 0.5% at 12,134. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 40 at 2777 and the S&P 500 gaining 13. It's at 1319. This is NPR News. Termination letters go out today to nearly 2,000 teachers in Providence, Rhode Island, the city's entire teaching force. The district says the move will help them close a $40 million deficit. But Elizabeth Harrison of member station WRNI says teachers see it as part of a pattern of anti-union activity across the country.
Providence Mayor Angel Taveras says letting go of all the teachers will give him flexibility to balance the budget. But Providence Teachers Union President Steve Smith calls it a union-busting tactic.
This is an attack on collective bargaining rights. This is a backdoor Wisconsin. By firing all the teachers, the mayor is not solving an educational or a fiscal problem. He is making a political decision to take control and silence workers.
Providence school officials say they hope to rescind most of the terminations by the end of the school year, but they say they have no way of knowing how many teachers will ultimately return. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence.
This is protests continue in Wisconsin over a measure that would take away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. The lawyer for a Saudi man accused of planning to blow up key U.S. targets reportedly says his client will plead not guilty. The Associated Press reports that attorney Rod Hobson said in a statement that Khalid Ali M. Aldasari is entitled to a fair trial. The 20-year-old, a college student who studied chemical engineering in Texas, was arrested by the FBI Wednesday and charged with attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. He is being ordered to remain in custody until a March 11th detention hearing. At last check, the Dow was up 64 points, or nearly 0.5%, at 12,132. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.